I call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. It's 1:32 p.m. on Monday, August 14, 2017. I'm Chairman Randy Christman. All three commissioners are here, so we have a quorum. We only have one item on the agenda. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Crashus, do you?
I do not.
Then I'll just turn it over to you, Commissioner Fedorchak, for opening comments, or to move right into the agenda.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have one item, one motion to propose today, so I'll just get started with that and then provide a little bit of history and background after I get there. I move the commission offer the August 14th, 2017 settlement agreement to Dakota Access LLC in Dakota Access LLC, Dakota Access Pipeline Project, citing application case number PU-14-842. I further move the offer remain open through the close of business on August 24th of 2017.
Second.
Well, just to recap where we're at and how we got here and what we're actually doing today, we've had a number of closed sessions over the course of the last couple of weeks, and during that time we've been trying to come to resolution on an issue that's been in front of the commission since last November of 2016, and that was when our third-party construction inspectors, K2 Engineering, informed us that during a routine site inspection that they were conducting, they came across an area that had been flanked off from construction by Dakota Access. And through the course of conversations with the folks on site for the company then, it became clear that it was an unanticipated discovery that the company had rerouted around. And you all know the history of that and how that, the fact that we weren't informed of that until we asked the company to explain to us what they had found. And the staff came forward with a complaint over the course of the almost 10 months that has passed since then. The company asked for us to dismiss the complaint. We denied that. The commission converted the complaint into an order to show cause. The company has objected to that and asked for a different briefing schedule on that issue. And so really, the offer the commission is making is an attempt to bring resolution to this issue that's been dragging on now for 10 months. It's really gotten tangled up in process, and that process is not very productive to anybody. So the settlement does not really concede anything, but it represents a compromise to resolve this issue. And if agreed to, it can represent a win for both parties. If the company chooses to decline this offer, the commission is fully prepared to continue pursuing the more formal process that we were underway, and that currently involves the order to show cause. As far as what the settlement includes, it basically goes through a whole procedural history on how we got to where we are, and concludes by saying the parties to this agreement have determined that settlement and compromise of the dispute is in the interest of their respective stakeholders and agree to resolve this matter without any fault or admissions being made by either party to the allegations made. Dakota Access, if they agree to the settlement, will make a one-time contribution of $15,000 to the SHPO or a mutually agreeable entity within 7 days of execution of the agreement, and then within 10 days of confirmation of payment to the SHPO or a mutually agreeable entity and execution of the agreement by both parties, the commission will dismiss with prejudice all claims it has pending against Dakota Access, its agents, and representatives related to the October 17th, 2016 unanticipated discovery. So that really kind of summarizes the compromise. I'm hopeful that the company will see the merits of this approach and will come forward and agree to this. But like I said, if they choose not to, we will continue to proceed on the previous course with a more formal process, and we will sort it out that way. I think that concludes what I've got on this issue this morning, Mr. Chairman, or this afternoon. And I move passage of my motion.
I have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
I would echo some of Julie's thoughts as well. I think the settlement that we are offering is fair. I think it's time to move on and get this wrapped up. And it isn't a matter of what the outcome was after the pipeline was rerouted within the corridor, because that's not the point here. The point is the fact that it wasn't authorized by the Public Service Commission prior to that occurring. It's a very straightforward rule and expectation when and was made very clear when the line was cited. So I think this does create a very positive outcome all the way around, and I too would hope that the company would look at it favorably.
I think what I like about this motion and the offer that it moves to move forward with is that, you know, it maintains the history and precedent that this commission has of assuring the people in North Dakota that there will be orderly development of these kinds of projects, but it sure is an opportunity for both sides to minimize a lot of legal costs, and spending those dollars doesn't really benefit either side. I think this is a good proposal to make.
Is there any additional discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Thank you, Darrell. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's my only motion today.
Okay. I don't have anything else. Did you have anything else, Commissioner Crashes?
I do not.
With that, we are adjourned. And we will. So we weren't quite ready to adjourn, so we are not adjourned.
Let's stand for questions first.
I'm not sure what exactly we have here.
Did you give him a letter? Mr. Chairman, if we could have questions on the first matter first and then open up for this issue, I'd prefer that approach.
Okay, we will stand in recess for a few moments, and then we will reconvene to deal with this other matter.